Radio MD. RadioMD.com.
Your eyes have it. And you have Dr. Robert Abel Jr., the Wizard of Eyes.
Wow. Have you ever heard of herbs and vitamins for glaucoma? Well, you're going to. I mean, many times I talk to you about scientific articles, but it's really great to have the real thing, especially from a professional who has explored the both sides of traditional and complementary ways to control glaucoma, a very manageable disease. And since there are 3 million people in the country with this, they may not all have to take drops so many times a day. I'm so fortunate to have Dr. Lowe with us today, who's going to share his own experience and his own exploration. So, Dr. Lowe, thanks so much for being with us. And I know that you had a diagnosis of glaucoma. And what did you do to figure out the best way to deal with this?
Okay. If I may, I'd like to go into my history a little bit. I was a glaucoma suspect from June 2009 to March 2013. It's almost 4 years, you know. And at that time, you know, they think they're not sure, you know. So I was put on different eye drops.
Right.
Alfagan, Combigan, and Xalatan. Xalatan was the most effective. And my eye pressure for the right eye ranged from 15 to 18, and for the left eye, right eye is about 16 to 20, left eye is about 15 to 18. And so finally, I decided to see the glaucoma specialist to find out whether I have glaucoma or not, you know. And so he started a database, you know, he did the visual field test, which was between normal and abnormal. And he says it might be slightly abnormal because I have droopy eyelids, which could affect my peripheral vision. My eye pressure was normal. And the scan of my optic nerve was also normal, you know. So I stopped taking the Xalatan in 2011 when I went to see the glaucoma specialist. Okay. Now, in December 2013, there was a definitive diagnosis of glaucoma for the right eye only. Okay, and indeed, the visual field has deteriorated. I'm not able to see as well peripherally as before. The optic nerve, the image, you know, or the photograph of the optic nerve shows definite deterioration. However, the intraocular pressure is 16, which is, I presume, it's fairly normal for both eyes. And
yep.
So the specialist put me on Lumigan eye drops, you know, for both eyes. And I went back 2 months later to check the pressure, and the Lumigan, the eye drops, is ineffective. You know, my right eye pressure is 19 now, and the left eye is 17. So we switched to Travitan Z for my right eye only. The rationale there is that we want to do a control, you know, compare the effectiveness of the eye drops on my right eye, which is a diagnosis of a glaucoma, and the left eye is normal. And so we progressed, continue that way. And so the goal is to reach 15 for both eyes. And in May of 2014, my right eye is still 16 and my left eye is 18. So the Travitan Z is working. You know, it is lowering the pressure. And in July of 2014, we decided to do the laser surgery for the right eye only. And unfortunately, the laser surgery did not help. You know, we went back to check 3 months later, and the pressure is exactly the same for the right eye. And so now I've become a little bit more concerned, you know, because in October, my right eye, the intraocular pressure, or the eye pressure, has shot up to 20, and the left eye is 24. So that's when I started to explore the alternative medicine, and I went to see, Dr. Abel, you know, about the herbal medicine. And so in November 4, we tried different eye drop also. In November in November 2014, we tried a combination of Travitan Z and Azop, and that didn't do anything. And in December 2014, I started the herbal supplement. And let me tell you, the first time I took the herbal supplement, I just came back from my ophthalmologist's office, you know, and I was in my car. And I guess I took it that morning. And all of a sudden, both of my eyes swell up, you know, it became red and bloodshot, you know, and there's like a mucus discharge, you know, from eyes. You know, I got scared. So I stopped taking them, and I finally got in touch with the herbalist, you know, and he said, oh, that's normal. It could, you know, go on for a couple of days, you know, maybe up to a week. So I went back on the herbal supplement in December 2014. And so from December 14, I'm taking the herbal supplement and also Travitan Z for both eyes. And the right eye pressure is now 18 and the left eye is 19. And then we stopped taking the Travitan Z for both eyes to see if the herbs would work by itself. And so that this was in August of 2015. And in September of 2015, the eye pressure went up by 1 point. In other words, it's the right eye is 18 and the left eye is 18 without the Travitan Z eye drops. So we decided to continue the Travitan Z for both eyes now. So in December of 2015, with the herbs and the Travitan Z for both eyes, my right eye is 16, my left eye is 16 also. So, you know, right, everything is great. So that's my story, you know, so feel free to...
That's your story, and you're sticking by it. But the interesting thing is that it's sort of long and convoluted, but there's certain key points. One is that we have metrics for glaucoma, so we can actually tell if people are going into a danger zone, that early damage is so peripheral that it's not really clinically important, and that there are goals, and if you can get close to that goal, you should be fine. And in many cases, people don't respond to certain or many medications or even to the laser surgery, but that the herbal component works a little differently because it relaxes you. Glaucoma is a disease of stress, and that your eye pressure may be high because of that, but your blood pressure may be low when you lie down at night. Your low blood pressure happens, especially if you are treated with high blood pressure medication. So there are many nuances, and it's always worth, as you're saying, use the two together, experiment, but of course find somebody who knows the herbs. So are you feeling more comfortable about your condition now?
I am, definitely. Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention this. I'm healthy. I'm not taking any, you know, I'm in my early 60s. I'm not taking any medication. The only medication, prescription medication that I'm taking is the Travitan Z eye drops, okay? And I went for my annual physical. Had the complete metabolic panel done, and I compared to a year ago, and there has been no changes. So the herbals, you know, I mean, did not affect me any other way systemically.
You'll be interested to know that an article just came out comparing the effectiveness of all the eye drops. And the Travitan, Lumigan, Xalatan have turned out to be the most effective single eye drop. There's other ones down there that are not quite as effective, but you're on what's quote-unquote the best with kind of the least side effects, except for possibly red eyes down the road. But we got options for that. Any rate, thanks so much for being with us, Dr. Lowe, and I look forward to talking with you soon and congratulating you. I'm Dr. Rob Abel, the Wizard of Eyes, on RadioMD.com. You can visit this podcast or any of my previous podcasts on the radio show by going to the page RadioMD.com, Wizard of Eyes. Thanks, stay well, see well,